Just Kids by Patti Smith, read by Malin Barr. When I was barely 11, nothing pleased me more than to take long walks in the outlying woods with my dog. I would find a good place for some solitude, to stop and rest my head against a fallen log by a stream rushing with tadpoles. With my brother Todd serving as a loyal lieutenant, we'd crawl on our bellies over the dusty summer fields near the quarries. My dutiful sister would be stationed to bandage our wounds and provide much-needed water from my father's army canteen. On one such day, limping back to the home front beneath anvil of the sun, I was accosted by my mother. "Patricia," my mother scolded, "put a shirt on." "It's too hot," I moaned. "No one else has one on." "Hot or not, it's time you started wearing a shirt. You're about to become a young lady." I protested, and I announced that I was never going to become anything but myself, that I was of the clan of Peter Pan, and we did not grow up. My mother won the argument, and I put on a shirt. But I cannot exaggerate the betrayal I felt at that moment. I ruefully watched my mother performing her female tasks, noting her well-endowed female body. It all seemed against my nature. The heavy scent of perfume and the red slashes of lipstick, so strong in the 50s, revolted me. For a time, I resented her. She was the messenger and also the message. Stunned and defiant, with my dog at my feet, I dreamed of travel, of running away and joining the Foreign Legion, climbing the ranks and trekking the desert with my men.